Practice test. Section 4.
Last week we looked at the stock market and how it functions. And so today I want to go on to look at business ownership and corporations and what they are and some reasons why they are formed. I'd like to start by talking about two different types of business ownership. If you start a restaurant by taking your own money to buy the building and the equipment, then what you've done is formed a sole proprietorship. You own the entire restaurant yourself. You get to make all of the decisions, and you keep all of the profit. If three people pool their money together and start a restaurant as a team, what they have done is formed a partnership. The three people own the restaurant themselves, sharing the profit and decision-making. A rather different way of setting up a business is to become a corporation. Any business that wants to sell shares of stock to a number of different people does so by turning itself into a corporation. This is in all legal ways like a person, and it can act as an individual acts. It's registered with the government, it can own property, it can go to court to sue people, it can be sued, and it can make contracts. By definition, a corporation has stock that can be bought and sold, and all of the owners of the corporation hold shares of stock to represent their ownership. So, for example, if I buy 10% of the shares of a certain corporation, then I have a 1/10 ownership of the company. There is a whole body of law that controls corporations. These laws are in place to protect the shareholders and the public. These laws control a number of things about how a corporation operates and is organised. For example, every corporation has a board of directors. It's unlikely, but even if all of the shares of a corporation are owned by one person, then that one person can decide that there will only be one person on the board of directors. But there is still a board. The shareholders in the company meet every year to vote on the people for the board. The board of directors makes the decisions for the company. It hires the officers of the company, for example, the president, makes the company's decisions and sets the company's policies. The board of directors can be thought of as the brain of the company. They don't do any of the work of the company, but they make the important decisions. Let's look at this flow chart of how a corporation works. Now, firstly, of course, a business idea has to be generated. It's often something that needs a lot of capital, and one of the big reasons why corporations exist is to create a structure for collecting lots of money for investment in a business. Let's say that that you would like to start your own airline. Most people cannot do this because an aeroplane costs millions of dollars. An airline needs a whole fleet of planes and other equipment, plus it has to hire a lot of employees. A person who wants to start an airline will therefore form a corporation and sell shares of stock in order to collect the money needed to get started. The company might sell 1 million shares of stock at $20 a share to raise $20 million very quickly. The company then invests the $20 million in equipment and employees. The investors, the shareholders who bought the $20 million in stock, hope that with the equipment and employees, the company will make a profit and pay a dividend. Another reason that corporations exist is to limit the liability of the owners to some extent. If the corporation gets sued, it is the corporation that pays the settlement. The corporation may go out of business, but that is the worst that can happen. If you are a sole proprietor who owns a restaurant and the restaurant gets sued, you are the one who is being sued. You and the restaurant are the same thing. If you lose the suit, then you personally can lose everything you own in the process, and this is obviously not desirable.